Welcome to Her, Healthy Empowered Relationships. I'm Barry Price. Can you have it all in one partner? You know, it's such a common thing in our society that we build up the idea of a relationship, a soulmate, a romance, as this ship that's going to come in and finally solve all sorts of problems and meet all sorts of needs that we've had emotionally, spiritually, financially sometimes. The question is, can you have the package in a partner? Well, there are two ways to look at this. The most important and first way is you need to be very clear on what your priority is. What is the most important value for you to have in how you feel when you're around a partner? If we're not clear, and we're just trying to have any number of a half dozen or a dozen different things in that partner and relationship, then what can happen is lack of clarity, confusion, and dissatisfaction. If we're absolutely clear on the priority, then it makes it much clearer who the right match is for us. What matters most to you? As I was saying to a client just this week, would you be happier with the person who is very financially stable and wealthy, but was only sometimes available to you? Or someone who is always available and present, but wasn't quite as wealthy or as financially stable? It doesn't mean you can't have someone who's both. It's about you getting clear on your own priorities. The clearer you are, the better you can make decisions. Like all of this client's friends who'd made decisions to give up one thing in order to meet someone to have kids sooner. What are your priorities? What is most important to you? The second thing is, we don't want to approach this idea of someone who has it all and a relationship that has it all as a checklist to give Santa Claus to get things. When we come with a taker mentality, I want someone who will give me this, 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 and this. Someone who will meet my unmet needs for feeling love and attention and validation. Someone who will pay my bills because I can't. Any of those sorts of things are us showing up with that my needs are unmet mentality. The universe doesn't reward us when we show up feeling needy as opposed to having a surplus of our needs feeling met. Now, that doesn't mean you can't attract a wealthy partner unless you're wealthy. It just means you have to have a healthy relationship with your own finances to attract someone who has the same. It means you have to be someone who loves and takes good care of their own body to attract someone who does the same. If you attract someone who makes up for your unmet needs, compensates for your undermet needs, then you're going to get into an unhealthy, imbalanced dynamic in that relationship. And that's not what we're about here, remember? Healthy, lasting, empowered relationships are ones where you show up taking amazing care of your needs. And you invite into your life a partner who does the same for themselves and can share that with you. So ask yourself, what areas of your life or in the nine environments, which cover your emotional life, your external life, like where you live and your job and all of these other areas that fall under all of the environments, your friends, your network environment of people you know. I won't go through them all now, but I will in a future podcast. Where are your needs being undermet or are they unmet? Where are you not feeling like you're where you want to be? In that area, in that part of your life, that's where you need to put your attention if you want to have a better partner show up for you or have your partner show up better. As you improve, as you are the person who demonstrates that she can have it all within her own self, you will notice that the men showing up or the way your man shows up starts to elevate and escalate as well into somebody who offers more because you are more. So, quick review. Can you have it all? Absolutely, if you are clear on your priority so you can be decisive and you may have to temporarily prioritize one thing over the other. And if you focus on getting all of your needs met so that you have lots to offer and share with someone else who has their needs met, that's how you have a healthy, empowered relationship. Have a great day and much love.